We do have, and on a group your size, you're going to have a few cancers, unfortunately. You're going to have some heart conditions. You're going to have some things. We do see that in there, but when we get to the shock loss report, I'll show you what I perceive to be pretty good news on the front of some of your larger claimants. The next page is what really brings into relief, you know, so the discussion around the prescriptions. If you look at your top prescriptions, there's been four prescriptions. The paid amount is just shy of $80,000. That prescription runs $20,000 a month. If you look at some of your others, Otezla is a big one. That's on just about every report I look at. Humira is going to be down here somewhere. These are all anti-inflammatory drugs, very expensive. Good news is Humira is coming off of patent later on this year, supposedly next month or July, somewhere in that neighborhood. And so hopefully there'll be alternatives. And of course, as part of your plan, the plan drives people to those lower cost alternatives if they're available. So right now, Humira, there is no generic, so that's what gets filled. Going forward, when the doctor writes a prescription, as long as they don't put dispense as written, then it would be filled generic. If it is written as dispense as written, then the insurance company would kick back. They'd make that fill, but they would say, okay, for next time, we need an explanation as to why you guys can't try the generic, which oftentimes is 10% or less of the cost of the brand name drug. So that's built into your plan to have at least those management tools to try to drive people. I mean, obviously, we want to give them what they need, but on the flip side, we want to do it at the lowest cost possible for both the county as well as them, because their cost is less if they go to a generic drug.
And you've been in this business for a day or two, and how many new drugs have you? I guess I don't expect you to answer this, but how many new drugs come out and they spend many, many dollars advertising them and get the piece, oh, I want that, that'll do great, and they find out it's not what
happens, and unfortunately, there's a disconnect in the system, right? Because the drug reps go to the doctor's office, they never talk about cost, they just talk about efficacy. Mm-hmm. Hey, this works in 93% of cases, just making a number up. Well, what's out there on the street on the $4 generic aisle at Walgreens might have a 90% efficacy. Right? And so what are you really getting? But this drug costs $10,000 a month, whereas we could pay four. So why aren't we trying that one first? But the doctors, frankly, that's not a discussion being had, is what's the impact of my patient here? They're just handing them coupons for the copays and things to make it free for the patient so they can bill it through. So it's just a big cat and mouse game that's going on right now. There was talk of reform in Washington, but that does this number, and the pharmaceutical lobby is the biggest lobby in the world, so mm-hmm. they're pretty good at what they do.
And
we're all paying for it right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, walking through, but yeah, you can see just the really high cost of those drugs. Finally, on the back report, these are your shock claims. You will notice two very large claims. If you go down for the total paid medical and RX, the fifth column, one at $350,000, another at $256,000. Again, those claims, anything over $100,000 has been taken away to give you your adjusted loss ratio. But most of your people are, if you look at the far left column, one of the things we look at is active versus terminated. If somebody's off your plan, most of the folks are still here. They're on the plan. There's a couple that are not, but they're not some of your bigger claimants. But on the far right hand, I do see a silver lining here in this report, because if you'll notice that the last DOS, that stands for date of service, on the far right, the vast majority of the people on this page got their last treatment or service in 2022. So as we sit here in May of 23, that tells me that hopefully most of these people, whatever they had is resolved. Maybe it was acute, maybe whatever. So that's a positive sign to me is going through. So mixed bag, our total loss ratio is up a little bit, but when we take into account we've just got a couple of shock losses right now, we're running pretty well, but we've still got 4 months to go, right? So you just never know what tomorrow brings, but as of right now, I don't have any red flags or anything to throw, but I think we're plugging along pretty good. Any questions from the commission?
Thank you.
No, thank you, sir, very much. I appreciate your time and appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Next on our agenda, we have the University of Missouri Extension update. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you, sir?
Remind me your name.
My name is Cody Cox.
Cody Cox.
Thank you for having me today. I'll be brief. The biggest is the VITA program has recently wrapped up with MU Extension. I'll just read through the synopsis of it. They assisted 1,115 low and moderate income families with free tax preparation at 6 locations in Taney County. Volunteer income tax assistance sites included United Methodist Church in Branson and Taney County Extension Office in Forsyth. So to the numbers, 1,115 federal returns filed and 55 back federal returns, i.e. someone didn't have their 21 stuff done. 1,131 state returns and 55 back state returns for a total of 2,356 tax returns filed for 1,115 taxpayers. Total income tax refunds for all payers combined, 575,000 in federal returns, 181,000 in earned income tax credit, 287 in state returns, and they saved $48,000 in tax preparation fees through this program. So a big boom to the community here, definitely. Any questions on?
That is great.
Great, yeah, it's been great.
Great program.
Yeah, it is. And,
it is.
Yeah, and I thank everyone that did it. Seemed raring to go for next year at the meeting we were at last week. So
fantastic.
Yeah. The economic development side of it, what I do, we are continuing to work with business owners in Taney County. I was down here for the workforce summit last month, I believe, at the Taney County Partnership. Our Codify program is going good, and some Branson schools placed well in the regional competition, so that seemed to be good news. We have some upcoming trainings going in our department, but nothing super out of the ordinary. There's going to be a free diabetes education program for 6 weeks at Faith Community Health in Branson, Thursdays from 2 to 4 p.m. beginning June 15th going until July 20th. If you want to register for that, call the MU Extension office here in Forsyth at 417-546-4431. We've continued to do activities in the community based on balance and cooking for the balance was geared towards elderly people, helping them regain balance, cooking geared towards everybody, and then working on agronomy update. It looks like we did have a ribbon cutting at the Children's Sound Garden in Kimberling City, which is a new garden focus or a new playground focused on disabled and sensory issue children. So accessible for everybody. The article I read said something about the previous playground, they were worried that the grandparents couldn't get across it. It was rocky and rough and whatnot, and so new playground, modernized for safety. Any other questions?
It's great, and you do a wonderful service to the business owners. I've never just talked to some that you've worked with, and thank you for that.
Thank you for the kind words.
Thank you for everything you do for them.
Happy to help.
Thank you, Cody. Next on our agenda, we have personal property abatement and our add-on report. We have Ms. Jen Hutchinson.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Okay. I move to approve enter into record the personal property abatement add-on program for April 2023.
Second. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. All right. That's everything we have on the agenda down here. We are set for upstairs with Road and Bridge Roundtable. 10:24, we'll be in recess.